Surround Hit Studios.
From beyond the grave.
Whoa.
Patty's got a new toy.
I got a new toy. It's literally a toy, yeah. It's like a calculator.
It does actually remind me of one of those early Casio calculator synths.
I'm trying to just like see. I'm still trying to work out how it actually freaking works.
We are talking about the Teenage Engineering OP1.
Yeah.
I do believe Teenage Engineering is like Swedish.
Yeah, something? Swedish. And I think they were actually teenagers when they started making their little... They got those little ones that look like the calculators, eh?
Are those pocket operators, they were like a... what is it called? Like a Monday sale thing that they did? But they're super cheap. They're like $100.
Yo.
Very fun.
I've only just got this last week, and it's on long-term loan. I'm not one of these wealthy people that is purchasing off trade me for like $3,000 at the moment.
But you know some wealthy people.
Why the hell is that tiny thing, which is about the same size as a 30-centimeter ruler, a little bit wider, why is that worth so much money?
They're on... I guess the only real... I mean, they're amazing. They're cool. So it's got like a... it's got a little keyboard, and it's got like lots of synths and drum things built into it. It's got a multi-track recorder built into it. But I guess it's like anything. It's like, it's probably been used on heaps of records, and people are like, that's how I'm going to get my sound.
It's a good little tool. It's got recording capabilities, you know, sampling, all that stuff. And it's very intuitive. It does have a little onboard microphone that we're micing up as well.
Oh yeah, how do you? I'm still learning. It's like, yeah, get the manual.
I
up.
Have that the sort of controversy here around them getting really expensive. The OP one, yeah. Does anybody phone out? Check that in.
Headphone out.
Oh yeah, yeah. It does.
Get the burly on. The OP one became unavailable for a period in late 2018 to 2019 due to Teenage Engineering exhausting their stock of the OMOLED screen. Display due to rumors that the synthesizer had been permanently discontinued. The resale of value of the OP1 dramatically increased to surpass its original retail price. That's why it's so expensive.
Oh, well then. And it makes sick noises like... Yeah, preset number 7.
Let's
Thank you.
Buy it!
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like it feels like for I mean... I'm a person who makes music quite a lot, but it looks like for a person who doesn't make music, it would be really fun to play with as well, because the layout's quite simple. It's got a little keyboard and then just a blue, a green, a white, and a red knob. And I feel like that would be, you know, it's like... But then the other thing is it's got crazy amount of layers and things behind it as well. Like, every function seems to have, like, two functions. So I'm... Little drum kit built in. I feel like there's a key setting on here that's, like, doing something weird.
You bet you.
Yeah, there is.
It is one of those little things that you're going to get lost in. It's got a good display.
Yeah.
It's very skinny. How would you describe this, John?
Kind of looks like a ruler.
Slick.
Fat.
Kind of looks
ruler.
Like a ruler.
Cross between a ruler and a pencil case.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's got a very Game Boy sort of vibe about it.
Have you offered it to anyone recording at Roundhead recently? Maybe did LAB use it on their recent live session?
No, they didn't use it on their recent live session. They already had all the things they needed, it seemed. And
it's the type of thing where you're like, hey man, we want to take a fart and pitch it up four ways and turn it into a synth.
Yeah,
this is probably the thing that'll do it.
Should I try and record the Oh, jeez.
The power of Christ compels you. I've actually got an OP1 song here straight off the internet. Should we give it a hoon?
Yeah, hit
it. It's got very good like to dislike ratio.
Sick.
Fucking yo.
7 down likes.
This is all recorded on the OP1.
If you want to freestyle over this, you can, Patty, if you're feeling...
The OP1. An amazing synthesizer. Oh, what?
Thank you.
So there.
Wow.
That was all straight off of Teenage Engineering OP1.
Sick. So is this.
Okay.
C major, baby. Yeah, it's been dead for a couple of hours, and I tried to pro charge it right before this. So there's a couple of little things that aren't turning properly and things like that. But anyway, yeah, sick little machine. I'm gonna master it, and then hopefully 6 months from now, I'll come in with a full-fledged song for you guys.
You'll be posting videos on YouTube for us to play.
Yeah, it'll be like one of those top-down ones, and it'll be like, hey guys, here's how I made this number one hit.
There's been a huge rise in the sort of all-in-one kind of groove box. It's back.
Yeah.
Like Roland did like the MC303 and 505 back in the day. It was like party in a box, kind of like acid house in a box. And I think the New Zealand offering of that would be the Deluge. We haven't had a Deluge in here yet. I tried to get Peach Milk in here to have a hoon with her one, but
yeah,
there's also the Critter and Guitari, Organelle, which is the
we've got the little,
they're from Brooklyn.
Yeah, we got the little balsa bass one.
Oh, which it's is like, just great, right?
Yeah,
the little wooden buttons.
And again, like the aesthetic's so cool on it. It looks like you're just like, it's a toy.
I think the OP1 seems to be probably the crowd favorite.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the most popular of all these ones, I'd say, at this point.
Yeah, and hence the...
I think Electron do some stuff as well.
Yeah, totally. The Electron ones are amazing.
Right.
There's a friend of mine, Isaac McFarlane, who does a bunch of stuff, I think, on the... I can't remember what it's called. But it's sick.
It's Groovebox. It's Groovebox.
Aside from Big Hungry's comment about using it to like pitch a fart down, I mean, how do you use...
That's just one thing. It's probably got a vocoder in it.
How do you use it in the studio?
Anything, like, John. Anything. It's anything. It can be a drum machine. It could be a sampler. It could be a vintage keyboard. It could be... you could sample a piano and play a piano on it.
Record at the old radio. Let's see.
You can just use it as a straight recorder.
Oh, here we go. We're tuned into 76.
Can you go to... have you got AM on there?
I don't know what this is.
Can you go to 1179 AM?
This freaking knob's not working, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. We've just got static. Sorry, everyone.
That's all right. It's BFMS.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you cruise over the Bombays.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the sad time.
Now, what's on the horizon at Roundhead? What's happening? You're booked out to the end of the year?
Yep, we are. We are. There's a little Finn Andrews session coming up, which should be quite cool. I think hitting some tape machine with that. The master Tom Healy's coming in for that, so that sounds like it's going to be fun. Talking to your guys' friend, Kedia, who's going to organise a little day of recording and mixing, so that should be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Some little bits and bobs.
Is that like B-Lush?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly. We just kind of like exchanged a couple little messages this morning, and he was like, "Yo, have you got any time?" And then we've got big Nashville country artist who's been in here for a little while, and that's been a lot of fun. She somehow slipped over the border and making some tunes, so that's crazy.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, but we're kind of winding down towards the end of the year, just trying to get it all done, trying to get it all finished, get the rest of our little records out. And I've been hyping that Kane Strang record. I know it's coming. It's on the way. Yeah. But yeah, it's chill.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for bringing in the OP1.
Yeah. Sorry that the first two knobs didn't work. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It feels like one of those ones where it's probably not going to get given back.
Caller, do you have some experience in what we're talking about?
Uh oh.
Yeah. Look, I found an injured bird, a baby bird, and people were just walking past it. They just didn't care. Half of them out there are as ugly as fucking sin.
Oh, no.
Well, the baby birds? Or if it was a good-looking baby bird, it might have got some help.
A lot of those baby birds aren't very good-looking.
That's the thing about a dead baby bird, eh?
They don't...
Can't really do much with a dead baby bird. Probably could have sampled that guy's crazy phone call and done something weird with it, eh? That's the thing, John. Everyone's great with anything.
If you get their new product, which is... I can't remember what it's called, the OP something, but it's a big radio that records like 24 hours of radio.
So it sounds like something for Rick.
Yeah, we could rewind that shit and then play it back a few times, sample it in.
I think that dude actually records us to tape. And then puts it on his Facebook page.
How do you put tape on a Facebook page?
How and why?
Does BFM end up with these phone calls going to air as well?
Is it just on my slot? It feels like it's always on my slot.
Everybody feels that. Everyone feels that.
Hello, BFM.
I think I mentioned Baby Bird, and I was just thinking it's just a wonderful band to listen to.
Really? Good band?
Oh, yeah.
Baby Bird?
Yeah. Baby Boy. Yeah, you want to check them out?
Certainly.
Yeah, sick.
Thanks, man. Thanks for making sense of that phone call for us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, Patty.
It all ties
big ups, Roundhead.
Yeah.
Big ups, Teenage Engineering.
Yeah, sick. big ups to you, Sweden, if you're listening.
They do have some like $100 little pocket synths you can get that do start playing and really fun
great
stuff as well.
Great Christmas present. Yeah, I got my brother one. Yeah, they're sick. They're like, I don't know, 50, 80 bucks or
I've
something.
I've got the
like
arcade
that.
And the drum machine.
Yeah, I got my brother the drum machine and it's super fun.
Sorry, John, we're just talking about some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
All right. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Tools of the trade. Tools of the trade on 95 BFM. Thanks to Roundhead Studios.